Positive Behavior Support, PBS, How It Works. Each behavior serves a purpose. Positive Behavior Support, PBS, helps individuals, particularly children, learn new behaviors to replace challenging ones. It can also support autistic people and people living with intellectual difficulties, developmental differences, and social challenges. What is Positive Behavior Support, PBS? Positive Behavior Support, PBS, is a proactive and person-centered approach to understanding and addressing behaviors of concern. Originating in the 1980s from Applied Behavior Analysis, ABA, PBS has evolved to have a stronger emphasis on being person- or family-centered, distinguishing it from ABA, which is more rooted in learning theory. It involves identifying the underlying reasons or functions of these behaviors and developing strategies to teach alternative, more desirable behaviors. PBS aims to improve the quality of life for individuals by focusing on their strengths and preferences, promoting their independence, and enhancing their social inclusion. It supports individuals living with developmental disabilities, autism, and other differences that may lead to a specific challenging behavior. One key aspect of positive behavior support is its focus on proactive strategies. Instead of waiting for the behaviors of concern to occur and then reacting to them, positive behavior support encourages PBS specialists and clinicians to anticipate and prevent them by creating supportive environments and teaching alternative skills. This proactive approach helps minimize reactive strategies, such as restrictive interventions, which result in negative consequences, and prioritizes positive behavior support strategies. LEAF Complex Care has a therapy team of in-house specialists in PBS, occupational, and speech and language therapists who provide cost-free services for the individuals we serve. Our PBS practitioners' primary focus is on helping each person achieve the best possible outcomes by working proactively with the individual. It's about providing the people they serve with options and choices when it comes to meeting their preferences and health needs. Our team ensures that the person's needs are met by always using a support model and personalized positive behavior strategies tailored to the person's needs. What are the behaviors of concern? Behaviors of concern are actions or escalated behaviors that pose risks or challenges to individuals or those around them, impacting their physical and mental well-being. It can include a range of behaviors such as intense, self-harming, destructive behavior, wandering, or behaviors that interfere with daily activities or social interactions. These behaviors can be a form of communication, often indicating unmet needs, discomfort, or challenges in understanding and navigating the environment. When a specific behavior of concern is met with empathy and understanding, seeking to understand the underlying reasons or triggers for these behaviors, positive outcomes and desired behaviors begin to arise. Positive behavior support focuses on prevention, teaching alternative skills, and creating supportive environments to reduce the occurrence of these behaviors and improve the individual's quality of life. Key principles of PBS. At its core, positive behavior support is built on fundamental principles, including a person-centered approach in care, positive reinforcement, assessment-based intervention, preventive strategies, and an outcome-based approach. These principles form the foundation of PBS, emphasizing the importance of understanding the individual's unique needs, reinforcing positive behaviors, collaborating with stakeholders, conducting thorough assessments, implementing proactive strategies, and focusing on outcomes that will enhance the person's independence and community living. This way, PBS enables the creation of supportive environments that allow individuals to thrive and achieve their goals. Person-centered care. Each individual has their own experiences, desires, and capabilities. Person-centered care involves actively involving the individual in decisions about their support and designing interventions tailored to their specific needs and goals. For individuals living with a learning disability or autism, person-centered care is especially crucial since it involves recognizing that challenging behaviors often stem from unmet needs or difficulties in communication. This may include developing behavior support plans that focus on teaching alternative skills and providing the right support aids to ensure a person can live a fulfilling life. The person-centered approach in care also involves collaboration with the individual's family to ensure the support is consistent and aligned with the individual's needs. Positive reinforcement. Learning theory explains that how people behave in a certain situation depends on their previous experiences with similar moments. Positive reinforcement. One of the key principles of positive behavior support practices focuses on helping individuals learn new ways to behave. Therefore, our PBS specialists use positive reinforcement to create positive outcomes in behavioral improvement, which is a part of improving and shaping behaviors. By rewarding desired behaviors, individuals are motivated to repeat those behaviors, leading to consistently positive outcomes. Enhanced self-efficacy. That boosts individuals' confidence and belief in their ability to succeed. When they receive praise or rewards for their efforts, they are more likely to feel capable of achieving their goals, leading to increased self-esteem and motivation. Stronger relationships between individuals and their caregivers or peers. Trust and rapport are built by focusing on positive behaviors and using encouragement and rewards, creating a supportive and nurturing environment. Assessment-based interventions. When it comes to conducting assessment-based interventions, our PBS specialists' process begins with a functional assessment, the first step in understanding the underlying causes of the behavior of concern. The evaluation focuses on identifying the function or purpose of the behavior, such as escaping a task. By conducting a functional assessment, our PBS specialists can develop interventions tailored to address the specific triggers and functions of the behavior, leading to more effective outcomes. The assessment-based interventions our PBS team uses are developed to promote the person's unique needs, strengths and challenges, and they include person-centered approach considering people's health needs, privacy, dignity and human rights. Targeted strategies based on the outcomes of the assessment. Data-driven decision-making allows the specialists to track progress, adjust interventions as needed, and ensure that the strategies bring positive outcomes over time. Prevention instead of reaction. When it comes to conducting assessment-based interventions, our PBS specialists' process begins with a functional assessment, the first step in understanding the underlying causes of the behavior of concern. The evaluation focuses on identifying the function or purpose of the behavior, such as escaping a task. By conducting a functional assessment, our PBS specialists can develop interventions tailored to address the specific triggers and functions of the behavior, leading to more effective outcomes. The assessment-based interventions our PBS team uses are developed to promote the person's unique needs, strengths and challenges, and they include person-centered approach considering people's health needs, privacy, dignity and human rights. Targeted strategies based on the outcomes of the assessment. Data-driven decision-making allows the specialists to track progress, adjust interventions as needed, and ensure that the strategies bring positive outcomes over time. Outcome-based approach. As a healthcare provider involved in people's care journeys and helping them to live life on their own terms with greater independence and smiles on their faces, we invest in our care teams. We provide free training so the individuals we support and their families feel safe and treated with the humanized care they deserve. We have implemented positive behavior support plans that focus on the capabilities of the individuals we serve. Richard's care journey with Leaf Complex Care is based on trust and a genuine commitment to building Richard's strengths together. We created a safe environment that supports him through his challenges and build strategies to support positive behaviors. Please hear what Richard's parents have to say about our journey together. What is a positive behavior support plan? A positive behavior support plan, PBSP, is a structured and individualized plan designed to address challenging behaviors experienced by individuals living with autism, learning disabilities, dementia, or developmental delays. Positive behavior support planning. The process of developing a positive behavior support plan can begin after behavior hypothesis statements are made. The behavior support plan is the result of the assessment process, which is typically developed along with person-centered planning. It serves as the team's strategy document, detailing the specific actions to enhance the person's engagement and achievement in daily activities. Behavior support strategies should be carefully prepared and properly explained in simple language for optimal effectiveness. They should reflect the family's and support team's values, outline any necessary resources and training for implementation, and feature user-friendly and individual components. The components that one positive behavior support plan should consist of are the following. Behavior hypothesis statements, prevention strategies, consequence strategies, replacement skills. Long-term strategies, positive behavior support stages. The positive behavior support model offers a structured approach to creating behavior support plans. It focuses on enhancing participation, quality of life, independence, and development in various areas. This model consists of three key stages: assess, manage, and prevent. Assessment stage. The assessment stage has three aims that need to be identified: the individual's strengths, important life aspects, and their support systems. The individual's needs and preferences. The triggers lead to the challenging behavior and the reason behind the occurrence. Gathering information about the person's profile allows the care team to get a complete picture of their health needs and capabilities. Additionally, this phase reviews the measurable details of behavioral data and conducts functional behavior analysis, FBA, to understand better, describe, and illustrate the consequences of the behavior of concern. The final step is to determine the function or purpose the behavior served. Manage stage. The manage stage describes how to respond effectively to behaviors that occur before and after challenging behavior. Properly responding enables you to safely prevent, redirect, and de-escalate the behavioral challenge with minimal challenge. The manage stage follows the escalation stage, the escalation profile, the de-escalation plan, prevention stage. This stage focuses on preventing challenging behaviors by minimizing or avoiding the causing triggers, creating a supportive environment tailored to the individual's needs, teaching alternative behaviors, and enhancing their overall quality of life. The plan outlines strategies to reduce or prevent triggers that lead to challenging behaviors by offering the individual a supportive and safe environment. By tailoring environmental factors to minimize the risk of trigger points, activities that support people's abilities, supportive communication and interaction, a positive way of teaching how to manage the person's emotions and behaviors. Leaf Complex Care applies PBS in its practice. Creating a positive change in the health and social care sector is about recognizing the inherent dignity and worth of every individual and ensuring they receive the care and support they deserve. Our PBS specialists follow a structured process through functional assessment, identifying triggers, developing support strategies, and monitoring and adjusting care plans to gather information and develop an intervention plan for behaviors of concern. Richard's care journey. Richard is one of the individuals we support by implementing proactive, positive behavior support strategies in his daily routines. To meet Richard's needs, our PBS specialists conducted a thorough functional assessment to understand the triggers entirely and why they occur. They then developed a person-centered care plan for social skills training and sensory strategies focused on his abilities and preferences. We are delighted when the families of the people we support share that our care respects their loved one's human rights and the right to privacy and dignity. Leaf came along, and this was the first time someone actually asked what we needed, which was refreshing and gave me a new hope. Leaf did the assessment, and the people they sent, they turned out to be more experienced. He's now walking about a 2-mile walk easy, without problems, and that's amazing. He's happy to go on it, and admittedly, we did start by going to the cafe first. That's Richard. He loves to walk around the woods and enjoys that walking gives him that stimulation required. Richard's father, Dot, we are available in our Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Birmingham, and Somerset offices. For further details on how to start working with us, contact us. Read more about other topics. Blog, eating disorders, signs and types. Eating disorders are complex mental health challenges. There are various eating disorders, and they go hand in hand with physical and mental health challenges. Treatment and support for individuals with. Read more. Blog. What are the effects of autism masking? Autism is a neurological difference and part of neurodiversity. Masking autism is a conscious or subconscious effort to minimize autistic traits and align oneself with neurotypical social standards. It has. Read more. Blog. Nature deficit disorder. The importance of outdoors for mental well-being. Nature deficit disorder, a term introduced by author Richard Louv, highlights the alarming trend of modern society's disconnection from the natural world. In an era dominated by screens and concrete, Read more.